بودی هم به ترکیم که رفت میشیم میشنه بودی فرمار همینی یا این اوکیزرش میشه and then the others will be there. Now, I just want to discuss certain things in the audience. I mean, too much I cannot discuss, but certainly not in the audience. Now, here in the morning, not here, that base on the base, and the Mishneh, or Imer, Ahei, Ahei, and Ozer. So the more is the Kache, the more is the Kache, Dilma, Ahei, in time is come up, Omar Shmuel, okay, so he knows it. So then the Gemara is the Kasha, when it's over Shmuel, the Dayan Shemechiches, Loi Havi Yedai. So there are two Kesoids. One is A, that the Shmuel holds that the Dayan Shemechiches is Loi Havi Yedai. And that's the reason as to why Shmuel applies the Mishneh only to the case of Nozer Evel Lefonov. But without Nozer Evel Lefonov, so then it will not be in Nozer. Because without Nozer Evel Lefonov, it will be a Dayan Shemechiches, it's Loi Havi Yedai. The implication being, according to that hearsay, so that if there'll be that according to Mandoma, the Dayan Shemechiches have Yadayim, so then even without Nozer Evel Lefonov, if someone will say a hey, there'll be Nozer. That's one hearsay. And then the other hearsay is not a, but the other hearsay, Amre Loi, is Manshin and Nozer Lefonov. So then it's not even yad at all. But when the nozer is able in front of, then it is yad. But it's yad in mechiyach, and the reason, and Shmuel holds that yadayim shel mechiches is having the time. These are the two kesoids in this gemara. Now let's see the Rashi. The Rashi is very strange here. Leima dikosov Shmuel yadayim shel mechiches. Kleima. Midiko moikim lei Shmuel kin shel yonozer eva lefono. Hol avochel lekel ispuke binozer klal. Diko sova yadayim shel mechiches lam yadayim. Voi fresh mayin olay bifer kama diktushi. Di om a Shmuel hoim al yisho. Hari at mikodeshes, hari at mereses, hari at miintu. Hari zim kodeshes. Vi avol gav. Di lo yom ali. I mean so, but there the Gemara says, the kashe. I mean, how can Shmuel say that he's Mikodesh? Shmuel just says, Nosol Kesel Shom Kesel Mlariyat Mikodesh. So Lee is not mentioned in Shmuel. So the Gemara is, Omer Rav Popel Abaye, Lemeim Redisov Shmuel Yedayim Shemechir Esav Yedayim, Vatnam Oeim Rahei Arizenozia, Vavinim Bo, Vidil Moehei Bitainis Koma, Viomar Shmuel, Vihu show you know the river Lifonov. Time it knows the river Lifonov. Hola voche. Hola voche loy. Oche my skin on the Omali. So the Gemara says that Shmuel says Mikodeshes only when he says Li. But if he doesn't say Li, then he's not Mikodeshes. So Rashi here says, Voivre. So far, the Gemara has a kasha that when because of Shmuel Yadayin Shin Mechiches is Loy Havin Yadayin. Yadayim shel mechiches is lo yavin yadayim, because Shmuel requires that nozer is evil lefonov, but without nozer evil lefonov. So then he would, if he says a hey, he's not in nozer, even though there is yadayim shel mechiches. Voyifresh ma'in olay v'fer kamed kedushin domar Shmuel hoyim elisho hariat mikodeshes hariat mereses hariat miintu harizim kodeshes v'yafal gav d'lo yom ali yav lo ali. So then Rashi says, then Gemara gives a Torah, it's Amr. Leilom kosova Shmuel, yodayin shem mechiches, havi yodayin. Havi yodayin. Ki gen gabi iris nukdush, kim di mitkashem iris nukdush, na vi chochem mikzas. Ve och hayne taime, di binon li is no zereva lefonov. Mishum di igel meima. So, igel meima rehei bitayin is koma. Ve le havi yichoche klal. Di lekele meikma lo di milse. Yom abitainis in Ziris. Will have a nozir, do not know Ziris al lafloye, achi forish, shenema ki yaflu in there. Tabimina rei forish. So we see also that Rashi, when Rashi says, for Yifresh Mamil of the Kamedi Dushin Doma Shmuel, or Imelisha read Kodeshesli, Hariat Mereses, Hariat Lindu, Harizim Kodeshes, Wafagav the Loyam Ali, this Rashi is difficult. Because the Gemara applies Shmuel's memory to the case where he says it. But, Rashi explains, the Gemara Steretz, Leilam Kosama Shmuel Yodayin Shemechiches Ham Yodayin. Ham Yodayin. So this is Rashi's Kirsi. That Shmuel holds Yodayin Shemechiches is Ham Yodayin. And the reason as to why Shmuel requires that he should say that there should be another Rebbe Lefonov, because without another Rebbe Lefonov, it's not Yodayin at all. The legal make all in the middle say Yoma Bitainis, Oy Binzires, Viloy Haven is Nozia, Viloy Nitton is Ires El Lafroy, Achiforish. So even according to Mandoma Yodanish in Hiras Havi Yodayim, but there has to be Samichoche. What does it mean, Samichoche? A Madikum of Echoche there has to be. In other words, Rashi means that when is it told in the Machlekes? Whether it's your dying shenichiras, having your dying or having your dying, if the neder is capable of two interpretations, two reasonable interpretations, but one interpretation is more reasonable than the other, so then it's tolu in the shaile of your dying shenichiras, whether having your dying or loy having your dying. But if both interpretations are equally reasonable, each kulays, so then according to everybody, so Yodayim Shem Mechiches is, so then to everybody, the neder is not effective. And what does Rashi say? Which posik? The posik of the Loinitno Nizires Elo Lafloi. The Loinitno Nizires Elo Lafloi. Now, what is the pshat in Rashi? When Rashi mentions this Gzeres HaKosuv, so the Gemara mentions that Zeres HaKosuv Nitno Zeres HaLafloi Alui B'de Reb Tau. Alui B'de Reb Tau. Reb Tau from Shita is that if someone says Harini Nozir, Im Ze Nozir. And at the time when he said Harini Nozir, Ruf Ruvin says Harini Nozir, Im Ze Shimen Nozir. At the time when he said Harini Nozir, Im Ze Shimen Nozir, he didn't know whether Shimen is Nozir. So Mimele, even though it turns out that Shimon was in Ozir, so the neder is not chal. Why? Because at the time when he made the neder, he didn't know, he wasn't sure whether Shimon is in Ozir or Shimon was not in Ozir. So he learned, so Reb Talfon learns it out from Kiyafri, Linder, neder, Nozir, Linzer, neder, Nozir, Linzer. So he learns it out from that passage. So that din of Reb Talfon implies that there has to be a special halacha that the neder is only chal if he is sure that he will become a nozir. If at the time he makes the neder, he is certain that he will become a nozir on account of that neder. But if at the time when he makes the neder, he is not sure whether he will become a nozir, even though later on it's nisbareir, so it's not chal. That's only Reb Talfon. The Rabbonon achilik on Reb Talfon. But it appears from this Rashi that the Rabbonon, it's not that the Rabbonon don't darshi. We need to nizir as lafloi. So the Rabbonon also darshi this droshe of we need to nizir as lafloi. But according to Reb Talfon, so according to Rabbonon, so this Zeres HaKosuv of Afloye only implies that if someone takes a neder of Nizires, and it should apply to every neder, not only Nizires. So, and he formulates it in such a way that there is a substantial ambiguity in the neder. In other words, that it's capable of two interpretations. One interpretation is that he's mikabel nizires. The other interpretation is that he's not mikabel nizires. He's mikabel tainis upon himself. So this Gzeres HaKosuv implies, according to the Rabbonon, that the neder is not chal, and it's not after ligabe yodis. Even a dibur gomor, if there is a substantial ambiguity in the dibur, where it is capable of two interpretations. An interpretation of Nizires, an interpretation of something else, not Nizires, so then it's not chal. So of course, a Yad could not be more effective than a Dibur Gomor. But we see that according to Rashi, the Rabbonon also learn out from the Gzeres HaKosuv of Ki Yafli that there should not be a substantial ambiguity. And if there is a substantial ambiguity, if it's capable of two equal interpretations, equally reasonable interpretations, so then even a dibur gomor, a complete statement, so it's not ha. But Rav Tarfon goes one step further in his drosha. And according to Rav Tarfon's drosha, the Gezeiras HaKosov implies that even if there is no ambiguity at all, but if the nozir himself is not sure whether he'll become a nozir, so it's not halida. That is the sheet of Rav Tarfon. But according to Rabbonon, this Gezeiras HaKosov implies that there should not be a substantial ambiguity. Now, we see that there is a machlekes between, in Nidorim, there is a machlekes between the Ram and the Rosh on that point. Now, I'm referring to the Gemara in Nidorim, the Afei Omed Beis. The Gemara in Nidorim, the Afei Omed Beis, Omar Rove, Rabbi Yidi Yizb Azbrale, Omar Kro, Nozir Lahazel Adishem, Makish Yodis Nizires Linzires. So the Ram says, "Man isires ba'afloye." Pirish damrin u'misaches nozir. The Omer Reb Tarfon, the Mishero chaveiri, the Omer Arei nozir. Im ze nozir. V'liyikah be'beis ishoh shoyu nozir. Avol pishnei v'lacha mekein shu nozir. Ein isires cholor. Mishum dibit nedikonoz abin na'afloye v'lek. Mishum ocham v'inon. Man isires ba'afloye. Da'ayna ha'afloye dikam v'inon. Afyodis nisires ba'afloye. We love the Hachafloy Kufel Kamrinon. The Oche Kolomri, Vichitesa Kadaiten, the Adife, Yodis Nizires Miziris Kufel, El Afloy Achitikom, the Shaifa Biodis, the Highness Yu Ayodis Mufloy Mufrosh, Umil Rabon on the Pliga, Hosom Alay Reptarfum, the Amre de Miziris Libaya Afloye, Leke Keshe, El Afloy Gufe de Sive Binziris, Leodis Bilhudasie, the Boy Afloy, Vichimakish Mishim Raptarfum Locatley. So the Ram says that when Rove says that the halacha of Yodayin Shei Mechiches, so Yodayin Shei Mechiches is loy having Yodayin, so that implies that the halacha is Yodayin Shei Mechiches is loy having Yodayin. So it is used for a hekesh of yodis nizires nizires, of makish yodis nizires nizires, man nizires ba'afloye, afiris nizires ba'afloye. So the Ram says the hekesh is only a libid reptarfon, because a libid reptarfon, so the Gezeiras HaKosov of ki afli implies a din of afloye by nozir, that the nozir himself has to be sure that he is becoming a nozir through his nether. But if at the time when he makes the neder, he's not sure, even though later on it's in his barrier that he should become a nozir, so the neder is not chal. Even though, so in that kind of afloye does not have reference to a case where there is an ambiguity in the Rosh. Because when Reuven says, Hareini nozir im shimen nozir, there is no ambiguity in the Rosh. It's clear, it's 100% clear that he wants to become a nozir if Shimon is a nozir. But there is a sophic whether at that time he doesn't know whether he'll become a nozir. So according to Rav Tarfon, we learn out from this posik of Kiyafli that he has to be certain. The nadir has to be certain. So that's one din of Afloye that applies even to a Loshen Gomor, that the neder has to be served. So then, through the Hekesh, we learn out a different type of afloye. Even where the neder is served, let's say by Yodis, the neder is certain. The neder who says mudan mucho, and he says that Bilibe, he had a kavone to be also banoye. Reuven says to Shimon mudan mucho, and Bilibe, he had a kavone to be also banoye from Shimon. So, as far as the afloye of Rav Tarfon is concerned, so it doesn't apply here. But he learns out through a hekesh, just as there is a din of afloye, that the neder has to be certain, even in the dibur gomor, the neder has to be certain. So through the hekesh, we learn out another type of afloye, like Abiyodis, that if there is any ambiguity whatsoever, so then the neder is not chal. The neder is not chal. So this is how the Ran explains this Gemara, the Hekesh. So the Hekesh is only a limit Reb Tarfon. Masha'im came, according to the Rabbonim of Reb Tarfon, so then the din of Yedayim Shel Mechiches, Lo'yhavi Yedayim, is deduced from the posik of Kiyafli itself. Kiyafli itself. So that means the Ran Shita is that the Rabbonim of Reb Tarfon don't learn out any halacha vis-a-vis a complete statement that there has to be a din of hafloy. They don't learn out. So mainly according to the Ram, there is no such halacha that if someone takes a neder and the neder has a dibogomo, not liyonis, a complete statement. But even though it's a complete statement, it is still ambiguous. It is capable of two equally reasonable interpretations. So according to the Ram, there is no gzeras hakosuf that the neder should not be chal. That's the Ramshi. Now let's see how the Rosh says. Nozel hazia makish yodis niziras linziras. Kilei makivin de misure rabin on yodis mistome lidin niziras israbe. Man niziras bafloe. Kilei makish eim rareini nozir harayish kamichoche gmure. Shiu nozir. Af yodis name loy haviyad. Ilav di ike yichoche gmure. So he does not even mention Reb Tarfon's din, the Rosh. So according to the Rosh, so he says that it's a limit of Rabbonon, not after a limit of Reb Tarfon. So in other words, even according to the Rabbonon of Reb Tarfon, so we learn out that Yudayim Shel Mechichas we have Yudayim through a Hekesh of Yodeis to Niziris, just as Niziris itself. So has to be bafloye. What does it mean? Niziras itself has to be bafloye. So obviously the Rosh has the same lomdes, the same type of lomdes as Rashi Nozer. Because what does Rashi Nozer say? That where a Nozer is not a relifonov, and he says a hey, so then both interpretations of tainis and niziras are equally reasonable, then it's a chison in dafloye. And the Xerasakosov of Tiyafli implies that there shouldn't be a substantial ambiguity. There shouldn't be. So this is what Rosh means. Kaleima, Kivn di Misure Rabin Yodeis, Mistomeli di Niziras Israb, Ma Niziras Barafloye, Kaleima, Kishein Arini Nozia. So when is the Niziras Chal? If he uses a Loshin like Arini Nozia, has no ambiguity, Arini Nozia. But if he uses a Loshin Ehei, so, which is ambiguous, which is equally capable of two equally reasonable interpretations, tainis or nozir. So even though he says, believe yo, nizires, not tainis, so it's not chal, because it should not have an ambiguity. Only when it's a dibur like arini nozir, that has no ambiguity. But if it has an ambiguity, if it is capable of two equal interpretations, so then it's not harsh. So Meila will learn out, just as in respect to Dibur Gomor, a complete statement in the Neder. So if there is a Gzeras HaKosuf of Kiyafli, that if it's ambiguous, so then it's not harsh. So vis-a-vis Yodeis also, if it's ambiguous, it's not chal. Now the question arises, the kashe of the Ram. What the Ram says, monefsheach, if it is the same kind of afloye, so why do we have to resort to a hekesh? After all, a yode is an incomplete statement, should not be more homo than a complete statement. So let the Gzeras HaKosuf of Kiyafli be enough. Why does Rove have to resort to a hekesh? So the answer is, according to the Rosh, there is a difference between the type of afloy that applies even to a dibur gomor, a complete statement, and the type of afloy that applies only to yodis. Because in regard to a dibur gomor, so the Gzeras HaKosuf of Kiyafli only implies in a case where both interpretations are equally reasonable. So then, Kiyafli implies, let's say he says a hey and nozer is not even the phonov, So both interpretations are equally reasonable. So even vis-a-vis Dibur Gomor, so it's not hal. Even though he says, believe your holy Nizirus. Masha'in came, if the interpretation of Nizirus is more reasonable, is more likely, is more mechiyach than the other interpretation, so then it's not a chison in Kiyati. But this is the effect of the hekesh. Ma, Nizirus ba'afloye, just as there is one aloha of afloye, that there shouldn't be a substantial ambiguity. In other words, and if there is a substantial ambiguity, and if the neder, even the Dibur Gomor, is capable of two equally reasonable interpretations, so it's not how, at Yodis Nizirus ba'afloye, vis-a-vis Yodis, there is an additional din of afloye, that even if it's not capable of two equal interpretations, if the interpretation of Nizirus is more reasonable, but it's capable of another interpretation, not as reasonable. So vis-a-vis Dibur Gomor, there is no such din of afloye, but vis-a-vis Yodis, there is such a din of afloye. All right, so this is the Roshi. Now let's turn to the Teisves, here on us. Now, base on the base. Now, Lein Bekosova Shmuel, Yodayin Shein Mechiches, Lehav Yodayin. Pirish, the East Virland, the Hav Yodayin, Lomo Lein Shmuel Leikwe Mas Nisim Binoz Reve Lefonov, Afilei Noz Reve Lefonov. Name, Tichshomar Hei, Yad Miyahat, Di Tvei Mashmoy, Akabolas Nizires, Di Rou Lochel Alter, Afilochul Vishoso Biyayin Kolayin, מחצי עיין ואילך, איז יוכל ואיז נוזיר, מקבול עשה טייניס, דימוכל כבול יוכל איסניס, עד נמוכל. ולישנה דהי משמע דהי נוזיר לאלתר, הלכך יד הווה. ואילוי בו ישמואל, יודאי מחיכס, אפילו אין נוזיר לפון אובנן. So Tesis emphasizes that the Makshe said, לאי מקוסבה שמואל ידאי שמחיכס להם ידאי, because if שמואל had held, that ידאי שמחיכס is אבי ידאי, so when one says a hey, without Nozarev Lefonov, it should also be Chal. Why? So he emphasizes, because the interpretation of Nizirus, the connotation of Nizirus, is more likely than the connotation of times. Because a hey means, implies more reasonably that he wants a certain change of status. So if it means Nizirus, so then it involves a change of status. But if he means tainis, so there is no change of status resulting from a person realizing a tainis. So the halamin of the Gemara was that Yodayim Shein, that a hey without Nozarev Lefonov itself is more mechiyach amizires than antainis. And still, Shmuel requires Nozarev Lefonov. So it's a raya that Shmuel holds Yodayim Shein mechiyach leham Yodayim. This is what the Makshir assumed. So, in other words, according to the Makshir, according to Tesis Pshat, according to the Makshir, if the Dibur is capable of two equal interpretations, then it's not even a Yad. When is it a Yad? But the Yad Shel Mechiyach, if it is capable of two interpretations, but one interpretation is more reasonable than the other, then it is Yad, and it's Yad Shel Mechiyach. In order to be Yad Mechiyach, then it should not be capable of two reasonable interpretations, not even a less reasonable. So then, Horegasino, so then Tesis mentioned the two girls. Amar, Ein Bisman Shanozir, Klima, Ein Vada Shmuel Svirlei, Yodayim Shem Mechiches Lehavi Yodayim. Because if Shmuel had held that Yodayim Shem Mechiches is Havi Yodayim, so then it should be Nozir, even without Nozir Evelufonov, because it's more Mechiyach HaNizires than Antainis, without Nozir Evelufonov. Uvi Nozir Evelufonov, like Lissuke, the Havi Yodayim Mechiches, because then it's only capable of one reasonable interpretation. Of course, you can distort his words and then interpret it that it means times, but that will not that will be a strange interpretation. It will not be a reasonable interpretation. So Mimele, so he says, Uvi Nozir Eva Lefonov, Lekalis, look at the having the time of Chichis. Avalei Nozir Eva Lefonov, Dilme Hebi Tainis Koma, Kalim Avale Havi Yodayim Chichis. That's one verse. V'yei Svorim Vigarase, Amreloi, Bizman Shea Nozir Eva Lefonov, Vorha Pirush, Leilom Shmuel Iboi Yodayim Chichis. ובזמן שנוזר איבה לפונוב, לקל יסבוק, דייד מי אהב, אין נוזר איבה לפונוב, דיל נהי ביטאי נסקומה, פירוש ואפילו יד לא יהווה. הוא גרסה זו מוסיק, אוכל תשבו לי בוי, יודעי מכיחס. So that's the other גרסה. So in other words, so according to the other גרסה, that's in accordance with Rashi. So in other words, so according to the other girse in Teisves, so the where is the Havamin of the Gemara, the Makshe assumed that without Nozer Eva Lefonov it is also a yad, but it is a yad Sheini Mechiyach. So the tenets of the Gemara is that without Nozer Eva Lefonov it's not even a yad. Now let's see the Rosh. It is very strange. Now, v'dil me hey b'time is come. V'heich emashuos liznozir v'adai v'hovi kovneisof la'azore. Kivin di'ikele meimah do time is nischad. V'hei da'filo nozir sofik lehave. V'chivin di'ikele meimah roche. V'roche ho'amrinon stam nizires lehoche. Now, so without going further, this Rosh itself is very strange. In other words, he explains the kasha, the first kasha of the Gemara, of Vidil Mei B'Tainis Koma. So he explains it on the basis of Stam Nizira's law. Now, in the Gemara, in Nidorim, the Gemara says there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yude and Rabbi Shimon as to whether we say Stam Nizira's Lehokeh or Stam Nizira's Lahachmir. And the Gemara says that the same machlekes applies to Neda too. There is no difference between Nizira's and other Nidor. So, in other words, so who says Stam Nizira's Lehokeh? That's Rabbi Yude. But Rabbi Shimon says Stam Nizira's is Lahachmir. And the Mishnah that says Nidorim, that Stam Nidorim Lahachmir or Perusha Lehokeh, so it accords with the Shite of Rav Shimon, who says that Stam Nizira is Lachmir. Where do we find the machlekes between Rav Yud and Rav Shimon? That's in the case of Harini Nozir, Dafyutes. Elohor Rav Yud, Dafyutes Amidarov, Nidor. Elohor Rav Yud, Elohor Rav Shimon. Itanye, Harini Nozir, in Yesh Bikriyazen, Meyokur, Veolach, Umotzi, Shemit Nafush, Obad, Rav Yud, Matir, V'Rav Shimon, Oisei. So the Gemara says that that's the machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yehuda says that Stam Nizira's is lehok. So that's why he says if someone says Areini Nozir Yesh Bikriyazeh Meyokur, and then it was stolen, it got lost, so we can determine as to whether that crop had Meyokur or it did not have Meyokur. So Memele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have to observe Nizira's even Misofik. Why? Because even if Tlav Ishmael is Galye, that it was, but in view of the fact that he doesn't know, and it wasn't his banger to him, even later on, so Mimele, it's Tam Nizira's Lehok, and Stam Nidorim also Lehok, like on it, Rabbi. Reb Shimon is Eiseya, because he says Stam Nidorim Lahachmir. So, how does the Rosh say here, Evoid Afil Nozir Sofik Lehave, Dechim Nikel Emeim Ahoche, V'hoche, ho'amrinon stam niziras lehokeil. So you should say, ho'amrinon stam niziras lehokeil, alibe de Rabbi Yehuda, but not alibe de Rabbi Shimon. And the Mishneh of Stam Nidorim Lahachmir, the Gemara says, accords with Rabbi Shimon. So we pask like Rabbi Shimon, and we pask like Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yehuda. So how does he explain the first kasha of the Gemara? Dilma Ritanis Komar on the basis of Stam Nizira's Lehok. Alright, that's one kind of difficulty in the Rosh. But then, so that's a difficulty in the Rosh itself. Without, not in conjunction with the other things that the Rosh says here. But then it seems that the Rosh is saying so himself. Now, let me because of Ashmuel. For a moment, let's leave that. Let's proceed with the Rosh. Let me because of Ashmuel. Yodayim she mechichas lehave yodayim. Because of Yodayim, haven afilino is evil in front of Naaman. The neved. So that's, so what's with, so the Gemara is the first kasha. Dilme hevi tiny skoma. So the Gemara gave the teretz. So Shmuel gave the teretz. Was evil in front of. Now the Gemara is the second kasha. Not the kasha, but the Gemara says something else. Lay because of Shmuel, Yodayim she mechichas lehave yodayim. Why? Because if Yodayim, if Shmuel had held Yodayim she mechichas is have you died, so why does Shmuel have to apply the Mishneh Davke to the case of Nozer Evelifonov, even without Nozer Evelifonov? So let's see how he explains it. Let me chasova Shmuel, Yodayim Shemechichas Lahav Yodayim. Because Sava Yodayim haven, afilei Nozer Evelifonov Nam, dinei idu lehav Yodayim Mechichas, mikol mokei, yad Nzires Abe, ditvei mashmi yosei washin Nzires, miloshin taini, דהי משמה דיקוי הגופי משמי סירי שם חודוש והי נשאי ניקרונוזיה. So in other words, the second match. So here he says, so in explaining the second havaming of the Gemore, so he says, דיני ולהב ידיים מכיחס מכל מוקים יד ונזיר אסב. But before he said, in explaining the first kasha of the Gemara, v'dil me'evi tainis komal, so he says, so sofik nizires is lehokil, stam nizires is lehokil, stam nizires lehokil. So regardless whether we say yodayim shenechiches, have yodayim, lo have yodayim, stam nizires is lehokil. So here too, how can the Gemara, the second makshe, say leibi kosova Shmuel, yodayim shenechiches lehavi yodayim? No, what's the raya? Maybe Yodayim Shemechiches is having Yodayim, but here it's of Stam Nizires is Lehoke. And then let's proceed again. Now, let me because of Ashmuel Yodayim Shemechiches Lehav Yodayim. Because of Yodayim, have an Afilin Ozer Lefon of Lehav, Afilin Ozer Lefon of Nam, the name Lehav Yodayim Mechiches, Mikol Mokim Yad Nizires Habe, the three Mashmuel Se Voshin Nizires Voshin Tainis. The hey mashma di koya gufin di shanesi, di shim chodosh, vahayne shei mikronozir, aber hayeshe mitaynis, ein shmoy mishtan. Am, bizman shanozir ilo lefono, lekel nisvu kebi milsa achine, kelei malei lom kosova yodayim shim lichiches hab yodayim. O bizman shanozir ilo lefono, akate hab yodayim shim lichiches. O mikol mo kimuchach, tvei li nozir malitaynis. In other words, if nozir is able lefono, kim di nozir ilo lefono, Hilkach lekel ishuke bin milzachite. Kibn di muchach tvei minozir. So that's only if inozir is evil lefonov. But if inozir is not evil lefonov, abu li moya adobo shoku, loze kmoy loze, if it's capable of two equally reasonable interpretations, ho abrino sofik nizozir lehok. So again, he reverts back to what he said in the very beginning, in explaining the first makshe. So, abu li minozir evil lefonov, dilme ehei bitaynis koma, So, in order to explain the Rosh, so you have to say that the Rosh agrees with Rashi here, in Ozir that base on the base, that even the Rabbunim of Tartum, learn out from the Posik of Kiyafri that there is a halacha of afloye. What kind of afloye? That there shouldn't be a substantial ambiguity. In other words, that the Neder should not be capable of two equally reasonable interpretations. So, that's one Gzeras HaKosov. Now, apparently, the Rosh was bothered by the Gemara. And indeed, there is a certain difficulty in this Gemara. Because when we consider the first Makshe vis-a-vis the second Makshe, so it seems that there is a disagreement between the first Makshe and the second Makshe. The first Makshe said, so what's the kash? So if the first Makshe had assumed that a hey without Nozer Evelifono is stolen the Shaila of Yodayim Mechiches, Ab Yodayim, Lo Ab Yodayim, so what's the kashi of the Makshe? So what's the kashi Dilme Hei B'Taymis Koma? Maybe the Mishnah holds that Yodayim Shei Mechiches is Lo Yodayim.
But the Maksha assumed that that's impossible, that the Mishnah should hold Yodayim Shemechiches is where have Yodayim. That's impossible. So then, when Shmuel says, why do the Gemara say, because of Shmuel, Yodayim Shemechiches, where have Yodayim? No, maybe Shmuel holds Yodayim Shemechiches, have Yodayim. But it's inconceivable that the Mishnah should hold Yodayim Shemechiches, have Yodayim. The Mishnah certainly must hold that Yodayim Shemechiches, where have Yodayim. So then there is no kasha at the very outset. So, this is what bothered the Rosh. From the first Makshes kasha, when the first Makshe asked, Dilmoehi mitainis goma, so it appears that the first Makshe assumed that whether we say Yodayim Shemechiches, have Yodayim, we have Yodayim, that's the only Machlekes. So, but regardless what we say in regard to Yodayim Shemechiches, but a hey without Nozer Eber Lefonov is not an Eder of Nizir HaSotter. According to everyone, this is what the first Makshe assumed. And because of that, the Makshe says, Dilmei Vitalis Goma. So Memele, it shouldn't be effective according to all the Mandomas. Even the Mandoma who says, Yodayim Shemechiches Havu Yodayim. Then, this is how it appears from the premise, the assumption of the first Makshe. But then the second Makshe, so when Gemara says, Lei Mikos of Hashemul Yodayim Shemechiches Havu Yodayim, so it appears that it is taken for granted that a hay without Nozer Eber Lefonov, it can be ineffective only alim de mandoma Yodayim Shemechiches Loyav Yodayim. So there is a stira between the premise of the first Makshe and the premise, the assumption of the second Makshe. So Memele de Rosh came to the conclusion that they were different Amroim. You see, the first Amakshe, so he assumed that without Nozer Eber Lefonov, then a hay is capable of two equally reasonable interpretations. And this is the emes, because this is in harmony with the maskone of the Gemara, according to the Rosh, that without Nozer Eber Lefonov, then the expression a hay is capable of two interpretations shkuli, as the Rosh says at the end, without Nozer Eber Lefonov. So the first Makshe's premise was in line with the Emes, with the Maskone of the Gemara. And that was one Ameire. So the Ameire was the Kash. He took it for granted, he held that a hey without Nozer Eber Lefonov, so he involves a substantial ambiguity. Involves a substantial ambiguity. So Memele, regardless whether we say Yodayim Shemechiches Havu Yodayim or Yodayim Shemechiches Lo Yavi Yodayim, but it's not an effective neder. Even vis-a-vis a dibogomo, a complete statement of a neder. So it's not effective. As Rashi says, because there is a gzeras hakosov of ishki yafri that lo nitno nizires al bafloye. So Reb Tarfon from darshens from that posik, not only that it shouldn't involve a substantial ambiguity, but that the nezir or the neder has to be certain that he's going to be coming at the time he makes the neder. He has to be certain. The rabbonon don't darshen that, but the rabbonon also darshen that lechol apoches the gzeras hakosov of kiyafri implies that if it's really ambiguous, if it is capable of two equal interpretations, one interpretation that he is to become a nazir, and the other interpretation that he is not to become a nazir, then even though believe it was that he should become a nazir, so it's not chal. So this is what the Rosh says in explaining. And the first Makshe assumed, as the Gemara says in the Maskone, that without Nozer Eber Lefonov, a hay is capable of two equal interpretations. So he says, "Veheiche mashves with yom hay b'taynis koma, veheiche mashves leinozir vaday lohopi kovaneis of azore kibin di kelemeima do b'taynis nisram vehi da filu nozir sofik lehave di kibin di kelemeima hoche veoche hamrim stam nizires loko." But we as the kashe, but whether we say stam nizires lehoke or stam nizires lehachmir, is a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and as a matter of fact, we passed like Rav Shimon, that Stam Nidorim is Lahachmir, that means Stam Nizires is also Lahachmir. The answer is the machleket between Reb Yudin and Rav Shimon, whether Stam Nizires Lahokim or Stam Nizires is Lahachmir, has reference to the case where one says, Harini Nozirim Yeish Bikriyaze Meoku, Vinigna Vinevad. So then there was no, it's not the case. So then it's not the case. Of an ambiguity, there is no ambiguity in his nether. I mean, it's clear, it's crystal clear what he meant. In other words, that he should be a nozir if the crop has the measure of meyakub, of meyakub. So, Rabbi Yude holds that loy bayo nafshe lisveke. So he says, even in that case, Stam Nizires is Lehoku, and Reb Shimon says, no, Mayli Nish Nafshe Misveike. So Mimele, in that case, Stam Nizires is Lehachmi. And we pass like Reb Shimon. But that's the case, so the Gemara uses the same expression, but it's different questions. The expressions Stam Nizires Lehokel in the Machlekes between Reb Yudin and Reb Shimon is a shaila whether we say Mayel Nafshi Lisveike or Loi Mayel Nafshi Lisveike, but there is no question of ambiguity in there because it's crystal clear what he meant. Harini Nozir in Yech Bichriya Zeh Meyoku. There is no ambiguity. Mashein came in the case where there is an ambiguity, even maybe the Gomor, but if it's capable of two equal interpretations. Even if a hey had not been a yad, even if it had been a complete statement, but if it's capable of two interpretations, one interpretation of yes nizires, and another interpretation no nizires, tainis, so mainly it comes with an exasakosu of ishki afli, that there shouldn't be any ambiguity. So the first makshe assumed as the embassy. That as in accordance with the maskon of the Gemara, that when one says a hey without Moser even before Nov, so then it is capable of two equal interpretations, so it's kuli. So Mimele, such a Stam Nizires is certainly Lohokel, on the basis of the Gzira Sakosuf of Kiyafri. The Machleik is between Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Shimon, is in regard to a Stam Nizires where there is no ambiguity. In the case of Arim Nozerim Yeish Bichriyaze Meyoku V'nigna V'neva V'nigna. So he says, Ha'amrino Stam Nizires Lohokim. So the Gemara says, Omar Shmuel, Ken Sheoyo Nozir Eva Lefono. Nozir Eva Lefono. So Mimele, then, if Nozir Eva Lefono, so there is no substantial ambiguity. So then the Gemara has the Kashe, then the second Makshe. And the second Makshe assumed something that is not so according to the Maskon of the Gemara. But it's different Amoroim. The first Makshe is one Amere, and the second Makshe is another Amere. So the second Makshe said, Lei mikos ova Shmuel, Yodayin shen mechiches lav yodayin. Yodayin shen mechiches lav yodayin. So let's see how the Rosh explains it. Lei because of Hashemur Yodayim Shemichir Lam Yodayim Di because of Yodayim Haven Afileinu Zolofon Efname Dineid Lehav Yodayim Mechiches Mikol Mokim Yad Benzir Esave. So the second Makshe assumed not in accordance with the Maskone of the Gemara. The first Makshe assumed in accordance with the Maskone of the Gemara. But the second Makshe did not assume in accordance with Maskon of the Gemara. So the second Makshe assumed that without a Nozir Eva Lefonov, it's not Shkuli. So it's more Mechiyach Anizires Tenantainis, because when he says a hey, so it more reasonably implies, has the connotation that there should be a change of status. That is Shayach Lekavi. But the Gavitainis, there is not going to be any change of status affected in the person, just in Maisitainis. So Mimele, it does not have as reasonably connotation of Tainis as it has of Nizires. This is the assumption of the second Makshe. צדנאי להב ידיים מחיכס מכל מוקים יד ונזירס הווה דתווי מה שמי עושה ושמי זירס
so דת גזירס הכוסו דת גזירס הכוסו אוף ידיים שאין מחיכס דת גזירס הכוסו אוף איש כי יפלי דת ראש שסז and the ראש agrees with that there's a cause that shouldn't be an ambiguity so it only applies to a case where there is a substantial ambiguity when both interpretations are shoko ashkuli but if one interpretation is more reasonable than the other, then it's considered a ploy, as far as the Zasakosov of Kiyafli is concerned. But according to the Mandoma, like Rove, who says Yodayim Shem Yechichas Lehavim Yodayim, so then there is another Zasakosov, not Kiyafli, but a Hekesh, between Yodeis and Dibogomo. So that Zasak, the Hekesh, implies that even if it's not pulling, even if one interpretation, the interpretation of Nizires, is more reasonable than the other, is more likely than the other, but as long as it's capable of another reasonable interpretation, even though it's less.
מכל מוקים יד ונזירס הווה, דתפי משמיוסי ושן נזירס, מלושן טיימס, דהי משמע בקוי הגופי לשני צי לשם חודש, והיינה שהם ניקרונוזיר, אבל הישי בטיימס הם שני משתנה, so the second match is assumed that the two interpretations, without us, even without us, are able to follow up, so the connotation of timings is not as reasonable as the connotation of, is not as likely as the connotation of Nizires. So then comes the territory of the Gemara, no. Without Nozarele Fonov, so both interpretations are equally reasonable. Amen. Bizman shan Nozarele Fonov, lekeli svuke bimilz. Achine, kleim alei, lomkosova yodayim shemichiche, samu yodayim. Ubizman shan Nozarele Fonov, akate hav yodayim shemichiche. ומכל מוקי, מוכח תפילי נוזיר מליטאי מיס, כי מדי נוזיר רבע לפונוב, הילקח לגה, ומכל מוכח תפילי נוזיר, כי מדי נוזיר רבע לפונוב, הילקח לגה לסווקה במילוס האחית, כי מוכח תפילי נוזיר. So then it's totally only in the shail of ידיים שמחיר הסבן ידיים עולה על ידיים, whether we do learn out of the hekesh, that there is another din of Afloye, that even if it's not really ambiguous, even if it does not have a substantial ambiguity, but a slight ambiguity, where the connotation of Nizires is more reasonable than the connotation of Tainis, whether vis-a-vis Yodayim, there is a loche that lo yam Yodayim, or we don't learn how to sekesh. So Shmuel holds that we don't learn how to sekesh, but without Nozerim Ufonov, אבל אם הוא אדוב השוקו, לא זה כמו לזה, הוא אמרינו סוף כנוזל הוקה. Where there is a substantial ambiguity, when both interpretations are equally reasonable. אבל אם נוזל ללפונוב, דיל מהי ביטאי נסקומה, זה דוב השוקו, ולא יהב נוזל. לא יהב נוזל. All right. So, in other words, so we see that the Rosh Shite is in line with the Shita of Rashi Nozir. The Shita of Rashi Nozir, and that is that that so what is the Shita of Rashi Nozir? That where there is a substantial ambiguity, when it's capable of two equally reasonable interpretations, so then there's a cause of Afloye. Called Afloye. Even vis-a-vis the Bogomo. Mimele Yad is not better than a dibogomo. Yad is not better than a dibogomo. But when it's not capable of two interpretations that are shkoli, and the connotation of Nizires is more likely than the other interpretation, so then in a dibogomo there is no aloche that it's not effective. But whether in a yad there is aloche that it's effect, that it's not effective or not, that's totally in the machlekes. Whether Yodayim Shem Mechiches is Havi Yodayim, or Yodayim Shem Mechiches is Loi Havi Yodayim.
Now the Rambam Perkalev Lechas Nizires Haloche Hei Involv. So he says as follows: In Eirim Bin Nizires Ache Yeitzi Bisvosov Dovo Shemashmoye Yitzul Kolo Om Ki Inyen Shebelibe Elokim Shegoma Belibe Veheitzi Bisvosov Dvorim Sheinyonom Sheinyenozi Afal Pi Shehein Inyonis Rechekes Veafal Pi Shein Bimashmon Loshin Nizires Hareyu Nozir. Hareyu Nozir. What does it mean? Ve'afal pishin mashmon loshin Nizires Hareyu Nozir. He means the words that he uttered, that he actually uttered in themselves, so do not imply Nizires. But because of the circumstances of Nozirei Velefono, or because of Eichis Bisare, so because of the extraneous circumstance, so we know it's mechiyach, it is apparent that it means nizires. So that's the halacha of Yonis, except that the Rambam doesn't use the loshon Yonis. So he says, Keita, Harei sho yonozir eva lefono, Voma eye, Harei ze nozir, Hoyo vilipei, Hoyo sheyye kmo yze, Vi afo pisha loy pireish, Vi omar eye kmo yze, Vi chei imochas bisarei, ואומר, איה נועה, אוי, איה מחלקי, אוי, איה מסלסי, אוי שאומר, הרי מסלסי, אוי, הרי מקלקי, אוי, הרי אולי משלח פרה, הרי זה נוזיה, והוא שיגמר בליבי להזר. So we have a חידש in the Rambam. We have a חידש in the Rambam. The Rambam says that even if there is a yad, and even if he's in Nozir even before, but he is only nozir if he confirms it, and he says, "Believe in Hoyoli is nozir." Mashein keini, let's say he'll say a hey, and there is nozir even before. But then he'll say, "Believe me, I had the intention of being a yeshiv b'tainis, of being a yeshiv b'tainis." So then, he is not a nozir. So in other words, only when he confirms it, that Bilibe he had the intention of becoming a nozir. But if he'll say, Bilibe, I had the intention of being a Yeshiv B'tainis, so then, even though we have Yad, and even though we have Yad Mechiyach, so he's not a nozir. Even if there is a Yad Mechiyach. Now, there is another Rambam in the sugya of Stam Nidorim Lachachma. Now the Mishnah says that with Chesam Beis, Stam Nidorim Lachachmir uperush abrohokim. Kate, Omar Hari Olai Kibosom Meliach Ki Yai Nesach Im Bishel Shomayim Oser Im Bishel Averes Kechov Im Noda Muta Vim Stamos Vim Stamos Hari Olai Kechere Im Kecherem Shal Shomayim Oser Vim Kecherem Shal Keyani Muta Vim Stamos Hari Olai Kemaiser Im Kemaiser Behemen Noda Oser Vim Shal Gerem Muta Vim Stamos Hari Olai Ketrumo Im Ketrumo Salishko That's it over Anodo Noda Oser Vim Shal Gerem So it's not the Dovra Nodo, so he muta. Vim stamos. Divre Reb Meir, Reb Yude I Meir, Stam Trumo, Bi Yehuda, Asuro, Bi Gol Muteres. Sheinan Shei Gol U Makir Nes Trumas Alishko. Stam Chomim Bi Yehuda Mitorim, Bi Gol U Asurim. Sheinan Shei Gol U Makir Nes Chome Yaker. Now there are two pshotim in Rashi here. There are two pshotim, and actually, many Rishayim mentioned two pshotim. The Rashba mentions to Pshotim, Tesis mentions to Pshotim, the Ritva mentions to Pshotim, but Rashi spells it out, I mean the two Pshotim. The other Rishayim, so they do not spell out the two Pshotim so explicitly as Rashi does. Now let's see the two pshatim of Rashi. Ketzad, stam nidorim den yedei abeize inyan odar, lehachne, teazdun lechumre, vamrin al kol dobro anodo nodar, upirushon, abu nifores, vi omar dvar isan odar, lehoke, de oche ukin koma, ketzad, hoim ya kikaro zolai kitu samu luach, im bishel shlomim nodar, kishayin olay, אם אומר של שלום מנודר, תהיה על שם שר שלום שצריך למלך, תכסים חול קופון חום מחוס חום במלך תמלך, והיין המסנס יחל גם מזבח לשמיים עושה, שערים נודר בדבר הנודר. ואם על שם יין נסח של המסכי חובים, וחיבו שמו לו אדם מסכי חובים מוטע, שערים נודר בדבר עושה, ואם סתם לא אומרים ידוע לי, אם על שם שמיים ועל שם תום מנודר, תהיה עושה, כי אמרינון לא ינסחב עם זה, אלא בדבר הנודר, והיין סתם להח, ופירוש שלו עוקר, in pirish vom mishim av des khov na da muter so that's the first portion of rashi so according to the first portion of rashi when the mishne says tam dor lach mir u pirish vom hokel so u pirish vom hokel implies that even though at the time when he made an eder so let's say he made an eder and he said have you like ki bosam lach he didn't say ki bosam lach shel shamayim or ki bosam lach or ki bosam lach of avnis khov. He said, "Ha, and he didn't spell out whether he means Yai Nesach L'Shamayim or Yai Nesach L'Avidizor. So Yai Nesach L'Avidizor. So, but then later on, he explains it and he says, "I meant Ki Yai Nesach L'Avidizor." So then, so it is moving. This is the first question of Rashi. Now let's see the second question. Mishnah Chine. סתם נדורים דום הקיקר זו עליי כפוסר המוליח וכי יין נסך דלו היסקיה לאי בשם שמיים ולאי בשם אבס כחובים לחכת ופירושון די מפורש בשור שנודע ויומה כפוסר המוליח של שלומי משלומי ודקו מה שצריכים למח יצא בשור כמונה שער החולש ניום בגלל לחס וכי יין נסך של מזבח די נבדו ענידו ואם כי יין נסך של אבס כחובים וכי בוס המולוח של אבס כחובים so he's the hockey. So in other words, so according to the second question in Rashi, when do we say Upirushom Lahokeil? Only if at the time of the Neder, at the time of the Neder, he spelled it out. But if at the time of the Neder, he said Stam, then later on he said that he meant Lavrizore, Yai Nesach Lavrizore, so then it's still awesome. Why is it still awesome? Because if he didn't spell it out, and the Rosh, the Piskei Rosh, also mentions the two pshotim, but in the Piskei Rosh is machria like one loshin, and in the Peirush Rosh is machria like the other Rosh. All right, so it seems that the Rosh was crazier. But let's see the Piskei Rosh, and then Gemara, daf Yudches Amud Beis. No dar bechere, no, stam nidorim lahachmir. Stam nidor in lahach mir rushal ork, and then no da bechir. So, then at the end, stam nidor in lahach mir, the rushal ork, yeish me foshi, afal pishe the rushal ork, im loy pireish, az nino lechum. Veloy nihire, di ma hutzrach, lishneis, u pirushal ork, voib ma kul shayach kishe pireish, kim she bia, heich neder, lo shayach las, haska kule lechum. So the first lotion, the Yesh Mephoshin that the Rosh mentions, that's really the second lotion in Rashi. That's really the second lotion in Rashi. That when you say, Perushon Lehokeil, so that means either that Perushon Lehokeil, even though it's capable, so some of the Shein will explain it. Those who agree with the second lotion in Rashi, so they explain it in two ways. It doesn't make any difference as far as their opinion is concerned, but some explain it. Stam nidorim lahachmir uperushim lahokel. It means stam nidorim lahachmir, even though it's capable of a perush lahokel. So in other words, if someone says harilai ki yai nesach, so even though it's capable that he means of yai nesach lavrizore, so it should be lahokel. But if he just said harilai ki yai nesach, so then it becomes awesome. And some who agree with Rashi's second lashon, so they explain it. Stam nidorim lahachmir uperushim lahokeil. Even the time of the neder is spelled out.
But if at the time of the neder he didn't spell it out, okay, so it's not us. So yesh miforshim, aber pishe perushim lohokim, lo loy pira yishazni lo lechumne, lo loy mihire, di mahu tzrach mishni se perushim lohokim. So then it's a double portion, I mean, it goes without saying. In other words, the Tanya of the Mishnah is to tell us that if the person at the time of the Neder spells it out, that it's not Oser, so he spelled it out. So he was Matvis Midobara Oser, not Midobara Nodu. So what kind of a Chiddush is it? And then, why do we say Perushim Lohokil? So it's not a question of Kule Chumre. He was Matvis Midobara Oser. We only... Even though after, much later, he explained that Likule, so then the Neder is not Chal. Even though he didn't spell it out at the time of the neder, he explained it much later. The hoch in a loshin yishune zemize. The hatel mikro bosam lulach. Hil kardai boze ba meshom aru peru shil hoch. Avu li kamon shu mishana a loshin ligambe. Shin derech li kri vichro mishol yam. Chirem stam. U korbon es milochim korbon stam. U tzalarich u liforish dafil bechai gavne min nimnole. So, the Rosh here and the Psoki mentions both the shenis of Rashi, but it's machriya like the first loshin of Rashi. And you'll see the Rosh in the Perush says, like the second Lashon Rashi. Well, that's something else. So in other words, so according to the first Lashon that the Rosh mentions, so the Pshat is Tam Nidori, Lehachmir, Uperush Lohokeil, so means, Afal Pishe Perush Lohokeil, Loi Pireish, at the time of the Neder, Azlina Lechumre. So Azlina Lechumre, so he cannot explain it, Likule, later on. So the Kashi that everybody raises, against the first Loshin in the Rosh, which is really the second Loshin in Rashi. So, why is it different than the second Mishnah? The second Mishnah says, No da bechere, vi omalu in the daratel bechom ishol yam, bikom vi omalu in the daratel bechupon ishom aloch, ariatz mikom. Vi omalu in the daratel bechom, he said ariatz mikom. And then he explained it later on, and not in the time of the Neder. So the Mishnah says, if it's a Talmud Chochem, it's Muter. If it is an Aboret, so it is Oser. So in other words, so why? Because, so if it's a Talmud Chochem, so we are matter him without Pesach, without Charote, without anything. Now here, at the time he made an Eder, he said, Zeolai Chir. He said, Sam Chir. Then, hours later, he explains, he didn't mean that it should be kecherem, it should be osa. But he meant, it should be like cherem shal yam. And that's an unusual meaning, cherem shal yam. That's a very distorted meaning. Of course, he can distort his own words and include that meaning in his words. So even though it's a strange meaning, and the Rosh himself says that this is not as likely as the meaning that it means Chirem Mamesh, Chirem Shamayim. So still he is able to explain it even after he made it there. So lachas kamo vechamo that he should be able to explain the neder when he says Hari olai ki yai nesech, that zeki yai nesech. So and he said stop. And then later on he says that he meant Yainesach Lavrizore. So there, Yainesach of Avrizore is not a strange meaning, it's not a remote meaning, it's much less remote than Cherem Shalyan. So how is it that vis-a-vis Cherem, when he explains it after he made an Eder? So then he can explain it, Likule. And vis-a-vis Bosomoliach or Yainesach, where the meaning of Likule is not as remote as the meaning of Cherem Shel Yam is, so he cannot answer. That's one difficulty. And everybody raises the question against this Rashid. Now the Rambam, on the whole, he explains the Mishneh in accordance with Rashi's first version, not in accordance with Rashi's second version. But still, there is something in the Rambam Shite that is not in accordance with the Rishonim who explained the Mishneh of Stam Nidorim L'Achno Pirush L'Hokeil in accordance with Rashi's first version. Even though, and the whole Rashi, the Rambam, explains the Mishneh in accordance with Rashi's first version, or in accordance with the Rosh's second version. But there is something in the Rambam that is not in harmony with the Shittas HaRishonim who explain the Mishneh in accordance with Rashi's first version, in accordance with the Rosh's second version. Now let's see how the Rambam passes these things of Stam Nidorim L'Achno. Now, Perek Beis Milchas Nidorim, Halacha Zayin, Halacha Ches, Halacha Tes, Halacha Yud, Halacha Yudal. Now let's see. Perek Beis Milchas Nidorim, Halacha Zayin. Stam Nidorim L'Achno. Upirushon Yesh Bein L'Hokil L'Achno. Keita, hoimer ari apelis oeilu olai, ki psalm oliach uchya in esek. Stam. Now, so in other words, at the time, emrilei, umahoyo bilipcho. So we see that on the whole, the Rambam explains the Mishneh in accordance with Rashi's first version. On the whole, emrilei, umahoyo bilipcho, impireish liomar ki psalm oliach shokom. Now the Rambam's pshat is also in accordance with Rashi's first version. Imrlei, umahu yobinipro, impirish liomar ki psalmu liach shal kom, uchiyayin shinisnasech alam hazbeach, hoyobliba rizos, vimoma lo hoyobliba let kireves hakyum, viyayin shinisnasech lo, hareze muter, vimnoda stam, hareizos, vichei noemer ari apiris oeilu olai chirem, im kichirem shal beka bai sos, vim kichome hakea ni muter, mipnei shehein momin shal obehem, vein bemiser. So it's momen keani. Vim stam osa. Harei no lai ki maiseya, im ki maiseya behim osa. Because that's idolranodo. Mipnei, shehu korm, sheikdi shebi yodei, kmoi shebi yam. Vim ki maiseya dogon, so that's dobro osa. I mean, it's not even osa. Vim ki maiseya dogon muter. Vim stam osa. Harei no lai ki trumo, im li trumes halishko. Misravin harei ze osa. Wie mit Thomas agieren, so ist die Dover Osser. Wird nach die Dover nur do, nicht schaue, nicht mut. Wie im Stamm Osser. Wie kein Kokaiz ist. Na, Allah hier da. Wa mit Worm amurin, wie Mokei, she Mashma, kolechot meilu, shom schnei in Yonis. Aber Mokim, she Darkon, she in Kirin, Chirem Stamm, el lechom in Berek Habayis, bilwad. Wie Oma Shom, harei in Olai Chirem, harei ze Osser. Wie kein im Oyo Darkon, she in Kirin, Chirem Stamm, אלו לחומי כהני, הרי זה מודע, וכן כל קייצי בזה, שהם הלכים בנידורים אל האחר לשם, אנשי איזה מוקים, באיזה זמן. So the Kesef Mishneh סיכה ש... Here, the Kesef Mishneh, הלוך ידע לבטוס דיין, ומכל מוקים, מה שכוסף מוקים שדרכו, שהם קירים חירם סתם, אלו לחומי בדק הבאיז בלבד. So then it is also... So Mishneh שנצריכי, דאפלו מוקים שמש מקול אחד מאיו שני שמייס קוסה ברישה שמנות הסתם so then it's also so the Rambam said now what has I in that even though he said חירם סתם הרי זה כחירם and in that מוקים so חירם has two meanings it means חומיקי ברק הבייס and it also has the connotation of חומיקי הנה So, Stam, if he doesn't spell it out, that it's Chomiki Hamim, so it is Oser, so why does the Rambam have to tell us? Why does the Rambam to tell us that in a place, Shedarkom Shinkirim Chirim Stam, El Chomi Berkabais Bilbad, and he said, Chirim Stam, so then it is Oser. Even if it's in Mokim, where Chirim
has the connotation of two kinds of chomim. So even in such a case, it's also halachas kama v'chamo in a city, in a place where chirem has the connotation of chomim v'dekabayim. So it's certainly also this is the kasha of the Kesemishin. So then he says the efshaleima the istrich leilash minon in the mokim shein kirem chirem stam el v'chomim v'dekabayim bubad. So he says there is one difference. If it is in a place, if someone says, "Hari olaike chirem," in a place when the term chirem in the popular usage has two connotations, so then minastam it is awesome. It's awesome. But suppose later on he spells it out and he explains it. And he said that I meant chome kihani, so then he's muta. So then he's muta. He's muta ba. Mashein came if it's in a place, if he says, Hare zeke chirem, in a place where the term chirem is used in the sense of chome berekabayis, so he will not be able to explain it, that he meant in the sense of chome kihani. So Brachem Mishneh is the kashe, how can the Rambam say that? So then there is a kashe from the next Mishneh. Anida bechirem v'yomah lo hoyog libi elo chomi shel yam shehi amachmeres noda bikom v'yomah lo hoyog libi el bukabonis melochem omer lechavere hari atzmi olecho kom v'yomah lo hoyog libi el losri b'etzem shei nachtiv li esneida b'derech sreik. So even in such a case he can explain that certainly as much as a place where people use the term chirem in the sense of chomer berekabayis. So then, according to the Rambam, if he cannot explain later on and say, I meant in another sense, not in the usual sense of people, but in an unusual sense. Yeah, I used it in the sense that people in another town use it, not in the sense that people, let's say, in this city, in Yerushalayim, when they say chirem, they mean chomer berekabayis. But let's say in Tveria, in Chife, when they say Chirem, they can mean Chomi Kehanim as well. So the Rambam says, according to the Kesef Mishneh, in such a case, he cannot explain it Likule. And in the case where he says, Beferesh, Harei Atzmi Olechoko. And then he explains, he has a certain bone. And that bone that he keeps in his drawer, he had reference to that bone. Isn't that an unusual, strange, remote meaning? Much more remote than the connotation of berekabayis, let's say, in a place where when people say chomim, they have reference to chomim berekabayis. So, but he says, I meant chomim kehanim. So, he cannot explain it likule. And to say that when he said, arei atzmi kom, so that's the only reasonable connotation. That he meant Arei Atzmi, not a bone that he keeps in his drawer, a certain kind of a toy. So still, even in respect to the unusual, distorted, strained meaning, so he's able to say, to explain Likule, and in respect to Chomim, in a place where people primarily use the term in respect to Chomim Berekabayis, so he cannot say, I meant Chomei Kehan. How can that be explained? In other words, so the same kashe, Brachem Mishneh is that kashe. Against the Kesef Mishneh's kashe, explanation of the Rambam. But it's the same kind of kashe as the kashe that is raised against the Rishenim who explained the Mishneh of Stam Yidorim L'Hachmir who Perushim L'Hokeil in accordance with Rashi's second Rosh. But the Rambam happens to explain on the whole the Mishneh of Stam Yidorim L'Hachmir Perushim L'Hokeil in accordance with Rashi's first Rosh. But he mentions one Chiddush. Now, so what's the reason? Let's forget for a moment the second Mishneh of Haneida Becheren. That he's able to explain it, that he meant in the sense of Chirem Yam, or Ariat Mikom, so he's able to explain it, that he meant, he had reference to a certain Etzem, that he kept hidden in one of his drawers, and that he said, Hariatzmi, this etzem of mine, this toy of mine that I have hidden in my drawers. So he's able to explain. Let's forget that din of Haneda Bechirin. But let's just consider the Rambam Halacha Yudalev, as the Kesef Mishneh explains it. The Kesef Mishneh says that according to the Rambam, if, let's say, the term Chirem has two meanings in popular usage in that place, so then he's able to explain it, Likule. If he doesn't explain it, still a Chule. But he's able to explain it. But if he does not have two meanings, and if the people in the town use it in the sense of Chomer Perek Habayis, so he cannot explain it, Likule. Why can't he explain it, Likule? So the answer is, because it's Vorm Shebalev. In other words, since in that town, when a person says Cherem, what does it mean? It means Chomi Berek Abayis. So when he said, Hariyo Laike Cherem, so it has to be understood in the regular connotation of the word, as it is used. Beisei Mokim Ubeisei Zman. So Memele, even though he says, I meant something else, I meant Chome Kehani, so it's Dvorim Shebelev. And Dvorim Shebelev is in Dvorim. So the question is, alright, so the Rambam by itself is not difficult. But the question is, so why don't we apply the Aloche of Dvorim Shebelev in Dvorim vis-a-vis the second Mishneh of Haneda Becherem? There is certainly an unusual meaning. It's a strange meaning. Hariatzvikom, and he's able to explain it, that he had reference to a certain etzem. Now, the Rashba in Gdushin, Dafnun, so there he discusses the Indian of Lorjbele, of Ahu Gavri, Zominichse, Adaitl Mispar, Adat Israel. So then he was unable to go to Adat Israel. He wanted to invalidate the Mekach, so the Gemara says, Lorjbele, we need one. So the Rashba asks many kashes. Now, one of the kashes is the Gemara in Shishwes, that if Nishavim Leimachit V'yomar Seirim, so he's not Oseh in Paschitim, nor is he Oseh in Paschitim. So if he was Nishavim to say, Hari Paschitim Asur Olai, and instead he said, Hari Paschitim Asur Olai, so he's Mutar Nidim. The question is, so the Kash of the Rashba is, we should apply the principle of Dvorim Shebelev, Einan Dvorim, and since he said, Harei Paseirim Asur Olai, even though he tells us, he had in mind to say, Harei Paschitim Asur Olai, but he had a slip of the tongue, and instead he said, Harei Paseirim Asur Olai, so we should say, he should be also saying, Dvorim Shebelev, Einan Dvorim, after all, there is no Unden in Muchach. There is no Unden in Muchach. He tells us so. So it's not that he has no Nemones. We trust him. Of course he has Nemones. But it's Dvorim Shebelev. It's Dvorim Shebelev. So the Rashba gives the Teretz. Here it's not Shayach to say Dvorim Shebelev in Dvorim. Because Iskal Bilishi. He had a slip of the tongue. But then he says, so it's like Nidrish Gogis. So he explains it on the basis of Nidrish Gogis. So why does the Rashba say that where there is a slip of the tongue, so then even though it's not muchach to anyone that he had a slip of the tongue, you know, sometimes a person says something and it's nicker, it's apparent to everybody, to every observer, that he had a slip of the tongue. But in that case, we have no difficulty. But the Rashba's kashe was directed to the case where it's not nicker that he had a slip of the tongue. But he tells us that he had a slip of the tongue. But it wasn't Muchach that he had a slip of the tongue. So even in such a case, we don't say Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim, because Iskal Belishne. Why? Because it's like Midrash Gogis, because of the Aloha of Odom Mishwe. So in other words, so when do we say, so in this case, because there is Aloha of Pivi Libi Shovim, that's the Aloha of Pivi Libi Shovim that is implicit in the Gzeras HaKosov of Odom Mishwe. In other words, that when is the shvuyah effective, the neder effective? Only if he said what he wanted to say. But if he wanted to say Hari Paschitin Asur Olai, and he had a slip of the tongue, even though it's not muchach. But as far as the fact is concerned, so we believe him. So, and he said, Ari Paseh the Masur Alai, so it's not really Bishovim, because the Peh didn't say what the Lev wanted to say. What the Lev wanted to say. So, Mimele, the reason as to why. The reason as to why the Rambam says, that Anei da Becheirem v'yom aloi yabalibi l'chomi shol yam, she'e machmeres. Ba'ariyatz mikom v'yom aloi yabalibi ele etzer. So then he can explain it, and he's not osatev anoye. Not that a strange meaning is considered to be implicit in b'teiras mishpat haloshen, in that expression. As far as the mishpat haloshen is concerned, so we ignore strange and unusual meanings. So as far as the mishpat haloshen is concerned, we have to interpret it in accordance with the usual meaning of that word, that expression, in the particular place, in the particular time. Beis imokim reis zman, as the Rambam says. But there is a halacha of people in Bishon. So because of that, if hoyo b'libei leheitzi, hoyo b'libei leheitzi paschiti, and veheitzi paseiri, so he's not osan paseiri, even though it's in Dvorim Shebelev. Why? Because it's not Pivili Bishovim, because the Peh has to say what he wanted to say. So the Rambam goes one step further, that it doesn't make any difference whether there was a physical slip of the tongue or there was no physical slip of the tongue. Let's say, according to the Rambam, so suppose someone will say, Harini Nozir. Harini Nozir. And then he'll explain to us that even though he's a Hebrew scholar, but he was always mistaken as to the meaning of nausea. He thought when he took a course in conversational Hebrew, so he was told that nausea means a nice man, one who is not addicted to drugs and other things. That's the meaning of nausea. That was his impression of nausea. Now, if there is an Umdeni Dimuchach, that this was his concept of the meaning of nausea, then of course he's not in nausea. Then it goes without saying that he's not in nausea. So it's not even Dvorim Shebelev if there's an Umdeni Dimuchach. Let's say if the person happens to be a person who just started to learn Hebrew and they never learned Hebrew, so then it's an Umdeni Dimuchach. But suppose that there is no Umdeni Dimuchach that he didn't know. On the contrary, everybody thought that he was a Hebrew scholar, because he took many courses in college in conversational Hebrew. But he tells us that in spite of all the courses that he took in Hebrew, so his impression was that nozir means a nice man. And when he said, Ehe nozir, he meant, I'll be a nice man. I won't be addicted to drugs and to all kinds of titles. So according to the Rambam, he will not be a nozir. According to the Rambam, he will not be in nausea. Why won't he be in nausea? Because it's not Pivili Bishovim. So for the same reason that the Rajbo says in Gdush, where it is Kalbelish, so he says that he's not Oser even in Paseirim, and even though there is no Umdeni Dimuchach that he had a slip of the tongue. So he still don't apply the Aloche of Dvorim Shebelev. Because true is Dvorim Shebelev, but there is a halacha of Pivili Bishovim. So the Peh, the Lev has to intend to say what the Peh said. Not if the Lev intended to say something that the Peh didn't say. So then it's not Pivili Bishovim. So here too, if he said Hey Nozi, even though it's not Muchach, but he tells us, and as far as the monist is concerned, so certainly there can be soon, especially in regard to his own neder, so he has the monist. So there is no doubt that he's telling the truth. There is no doubt that he's telling the truth. So Mimele, he will not be in Ozer. He'll not be in Ozer. Even though he didn't tell his slip of the tongue. And after all, the Rashbo explains it on the basis of Nidrish Gogens, on the basis of Pivili Bishovim. So Mimele, the Rambam holds, what difference does it make? Whether he has a slip of the tongue Or he didn't have a slip of the tongue. He said the word, he uttered the word that he intended to utter. But he was laboring under the mistaken notion that nausea means something else. Nausea doesn't mean nausea. Nausea means an iceman. Nausea means an iceman. So Mimele, that's the reason as to why the Rambam says, Haneda v'cheren v'om aloha b'lipi el chomish olyan. So of course, as far as Mishpat HaLoshon is concerned, he didn't say cherem sholyam, but he says that he meant to say elitzonis, to make a humorous statement. He said, hariatz mi olecho kom. So he said that he meant that he... Lohoyo b'libi al yosrei be'etzem she'inachti lili yisneida be'derach shreik. So, and he's Nemo. We have no doubt that he's telling the truth. So that means that it's not Pivili Bishobi, even though there was no physical slip of the tongue. That's the so then you'll ask, so why in Halacha Yudalev, we if in a certain place, so Chirem is used by the people of that town in Yerushalayim, in the sense of Chomer Berek Habayis, but in other towns, it's used in the sense of Chomer Kohanim as well. And he says, so the Kesef Mishneh says, that he says that even though he explains it and he says that he means that he meant it in the sense of Chomer Kohanim, and suppose he would have said that it should be that Chomer Kohanim, then he wouldn't be Osea. So why shouldn't he be able to explain it? So the answer is this. When he said, let's say, when a person says, Kikaze, Kichomi Kehani, so then the kikar is not osa. Kikaze olai, Kichomi Kehani. The kikar is not osa. So why is it osa? Because he didn't mean to answer it. Of course he meant to answer it. When he said, Kikaze, Kichomi Kehani, he still meant to answer it. He still meant to answer it. Because why did he say Kichomi Kehanim? Because Chomi Kehanim belongs to Kehanim. In other words, it doesn't belong to him. He is not allowed to be mishtamish in it. But Al Bidin, if he'll spell it out and he'll say Kikaze Kichomi, if he'll be matvis at Kichomi Kehanim, even though he certainly means it should be Osa, he, in his mind, he meant it should be Osa just as the Momi Kehanim. The Chomer Kehanim, so he is not allowed to be mishtamish in Chomer Kehanim because it's Chomer Kehanim, it involves him in Sagezel. So Mimele, that kicker that is his own, he should be osa. He should be osa to him. So he meant to answer it. But even though he meant to answer it, if he spells it out explicitly, kicker zeke Chomer Kehanim, so he's not osa because he's not matris b'dover anodo. He's matris b'dover osu or b'dover amuta l'kamre. You can call it dover amuta, you can call it dover osu, not dover anodo. But he really meant to answer it. Now, let's say in a place where the Anshe Hamoke, when they say Bosam Aliyah, they have reference to Shammai. When, if the Anshe Hamokim in a certain place, when they say Bosa Moliach, they only have in mind a Yai Nesach LaShamayim. They don't have in mind Yai Nesach LaMizor. And someone will say that Kikaze Yie Ke Yai Nesach LaMizor. So it will still not be Osa. Why? Even though, not because it doesn't mean to answer it. Because Yainesach Lav Nizore is a Dover Osa, like the Leiles, Treves, Psach Hazir. So that's the reason as to why it isn't Osa. Not because it doesn't mean to answer it. So even when a person says, Kikaze Kichome Kehanim, when he says it explicitly, he still means to answer it. But in a case where he spells it out explicitly, so it's not Osa, because he's not Matriz Midover Anodo. He's Matriz Midover Osa, he's Matriz Midover Amuter. But he's not matriz midovanot. Not matriz midovanot. Mashein came in the case where he said, kikelze kichom, stop. And that happens to be a city where the Anshei Hamokei, when they use the word chirem, they have reference to chomi shamayim. Then he says, I meant chomi kehan. But even according to him,
when he said, I meant Chomikahanim, he still meant to answer it. But he had it spelled out. Had it spelled out. Ki kaze, ki Chomikahanim, ki Chomikahanim, even though he meant to answer it. So he would have the lev, but he wouldn't have the peh, because his peh would be matris, midover hamuter, midover oser, not midover hanodom. Masha'im came if it's in, if he just says kikaze kichomi. And in that seri, the Anshiyamo came, when they use the term chomi, they have mind exclusively chomi bedekabayis. Now he says, I meant it in the same usage as the people in the other cities in Eretz Yisrael. Not in the sense that the people in Yerushalayim use it. So then the Rambam says, as the Kesef Mishnah explains, that he is Osir. Because we have to have people in the as far as the pay is concerned, so in Mishpat Aloshin, the connotation of the words of a person are determined according to the usage of the people in that mokin, in that zman. So the Mele, from the point of view of the popular usage in that city, so Chomim Stam has the connotation of Chomim Berechavayis. So Pederis, as far as the Mishpat Aloshin is concerned. But in the case of Chomim, there is also the Pe. But in the case of Cherem, and he says, he meant Chomim Shoyam, or Ariyatz Mikom, and he meant a certain kind of an etzem that he uses Lisrek. So there too we have the Pe. But it's not Pivilibishovim, because in his heart he didn't intend to ask it. Mashenkin here, even when he says,